This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In terms of common errors in Salah, yesterday we mentioned that when you are coming in and the Salah has already commenced and the congregation is already up, do not run in the masjid. It's contrary to the etiquette of the masjid. Yes, do not walk as if you've got all the time in the world. When someone sees you, you must be walking briskly if you are late for Salah, so that you don't miss the congregation and the Jama'ah. But do not run in the masjid. It's undignified. Today I want to discuss a very important mas'ala. It is a condition for Salah to be valid for your awrah to be covered. That part of your body which is compulsory, right? So from the navel to and including the knees when it comes to males. Now that is the compulsory portion. It doesn't mean that you come to the masjid dressed like how you would be dressed when you go to the beach. We've had incidents here, once, twice. People came with Bermudas and short sleeves and they say, "What's wrong? My awrah is covered." One is that which is necessary for you to cover, and the other is the respect and the etiquette of the masjid. If you go meet the president, will you go with the Bermudas and short sleeves? So you come to the house of Allah and tell him, "Well, you know what, my private part is covered, what you make an issue about?" You know, every place has its attire. There's a decorum that's relevant to every place. So one is you must be dressed neatly in Salah, but even the awrah, it needs to be covered for the full duration of Salah. Many of us, we wear these tight jeans, or we wear these tight tops, and then when you go into ruku or sajda, your back becomes exposed. The upper part of your buttocks become exposed, and that's part of the awrah, the area between the navel and the knees. And if one quarter of that portion of the body remains exposed for longer than 3 subhanallahs, you invalidate the salah. You know, sometimes when you walk in late, it's like you sing bicycle, because people are going into sajda and you sing people's, you know, buttocks, and it's inappropriate to come to the masjid. Nobody does it intentionally, but we need to be also conscious about how we dress when we come to the house of Allah. And if the upper part of your buttocks is exposed for longer than 3 subhanallahs, then you have invalidated your salah without even realizing it, because you have exposed your awrah. So this is another common error in salah. Firstly, we don't dress appropriate to the occasion. When you come to the house of Allah, you don't come dressed shabbily, because you are standing in front of Allah. And secondly, that awrah must remain covered for the full duration of salah. And lastly, some of us, our bodies are covered in salah, but we buy such thin material that you can actually see the color of the skin right through the material. That also is problematic, because it means now your awrah is exposed. So you may be wearing a nice long white kurta, but you use such material that's so thin and so fine that if somebody is sitting behind you, they can actually see the color of your skin through that material. So it means you technically have not actually covered your awrah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.